don't talk in that.
Case number 21310.
What if she had a marker?
Is that the case number?
The start stop.
She thinks it's a microphone.
Yeah, what is that?
Start. This is all voluntary.
Busy day. Council, can you please identify yourself yet again for the record?
Yes, certainly. Good afternoon. My name is Matthew Reed. I'm an attorney for the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection, and I represent the commissioner of that agency, who is the issuing authority in this matter. I have with me today is my witness officer, Tim Fagan, of the Ansonia Police Department.
Okay. Would you like to make an opening statement, counsel?
Yes. This is an incident that occurred back on July 1st, 2020, in the about 8:30 p.m. Ansonia Police Department was dispatched to investigate a report of an accidental discharge, firearm discharge, with injury at the home of the appellant. As a result of the investigation, the appellant was arrested and charged with reckless endangerment in the first degree and illegal discharge of a firearm. I will note that the criminal case was nollied on January 20th, 2022. As a result of this, a Glock 9mm pistol was seized, and that's summary of our case.
Okay, is there anyone who'd like to make an opening statement?
Good morning. just like to say that accidents happen. Deputy Chief in Hartford had the same thing happen and didn't lose her Second Amendment rights or job. The case was disposed of, and that's it.
Okay. Counsel, you may proceed with your case.
Okay, thank you very much. I'd like to call my witness, Officer Timothy Fagan of the Ansonia Police Department. Could you just confirm that you are, in fact, Officer Timothy Fagan of the Ansonia Police Department?
Yes, I am.
And how do we spell that last name?
F-A-G-A-N.
Okay, thank you. And where do you work and what position do you hold?
I work at the Ansonia Police Department and I'm a patrolman.
Okay. At the time of this incident on July 1st, 2020, what were your responsibilities that evening?
I was a patrolman assigned to the east side sector of Ansonia.
Okay. And did you have reason to have contact with the appellant on July 1st, 2020?
Yes. We were notified by the VA hospital out of West Haven that they currently had a gunshot wound victim receiving care at that location, and that it was reported that it happened in Ansonia.
And you received that call not from the victim himself, but from the hospital?
Correct.
Okay, and they told you the location, and so you responded. Did you go to the hospital to talk to him, or just go to the house?
A detective went to the hospital.
Okay. You went where, though?
I eventually went to his residence after making a phone call to the appellant's girlfriend.
Okay. And so after you investigated, you spoke with the appellant. Can you explain what happened in that incident?
It was reported from the appellant's girlfriend that the appellant had arrived back from the gun range and was talking to the neighbor who resides on the second floor. He had taken his Glock out of the holster, took the magazine out, and from what it was reported that cleared the weapon and then it accidentally discharged, shooting himself in the hand.
And so a Glock, just to be clear, is a firearm?
Correct.
Pistol?
Correct.
And when you say clear the weapon, what would that action entail?
Pulling the slide back to see if there's a round in the chamber.
Okay. And then your understanding of the event is after he did that clearing action, the weapon somehow discharged?
Correct.
And he was injured in that discharge?
Correct.
And where was he injured?
Off the top, it was in his hand. I can't remember his right palm.
Well, that's where the injury was, as far as you recall.
Correct. It was in his hand. I don't know if it was left or his right.
And was anybody else injured?
No.
And this occurred where at the house?
On the front porch of his residence.
And so, do you know if the round remained in his hand or passed through his hand?
It was a through and through.
Meaning it passed through his
Correct.
Hand? And do you have any idea where that round ended up?
We were unable to locate.
So, would it have gone into the open space in front of the home, or would it have gone into the home itself or a piece of the home?
From what we inspected, it did not go into the front of the residence, into the home, the siding of the house, or on the ceiling of the porch. So it's unclear where it could have gone.
Do you know if anybody else was around when this happened, or was the appellant by himself?
He was speaking to his upstairs neighbor who was on the front porch. I believe his girlfriend was reported to be in the area outside, but not in close proximity.
So your understanding is that the appellant is on the porch, the neighbor is on the porch, they're talking, and the girlfriend is somewhere in proximity, but you don't know exactly where. Is that an accurate summary?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. As the result of the... As the result of the investigation, was the appellant arrested?
By warrant, yes.
Okay, and do you recall what those charges were?
I believe it was reckless endangerment and unlawful discharge.
Okay. There are multiple degrees of reckless endangerment. Do you know, would it be accurate to say he was charged with reckless endangerment in the first degree?
And to be honest, I cannot remember the statute or what degree it was.
Okay. Thank you. Where is the weapon right now as we speak?
I believe it was returned to the owner.
Okay. After the incident, or as a result of your investigation, was the weapon seized by the police?
Yes, it was seized by myself and the detective during the day of the incident.
Okay. And was that seized by warrant, or did he give consent to surrender it to the police? Do you remember the circumstances?
The appellant was very cooperative. Signed a consent to search and I believe medical records. He signed a consent to release his medical records.
Oh, okay. Okay. And do you know if the appellant had any other handguns?
I believe he did at the time. I couldn't tell you what he had at that.
Okay. That's good. Since the 2020 incident, have you had any other contact with the appellant?
No.
Do you have any other information that either you have gained on your own or from fellow officers that would bear on the suitability of the appellant to have a pistol permit?
No.
Okay. Those are all my questions right now. Thank you very much.
Thank you, counsel. Sir, do you have any cross-examination?
Yeah, just a couple. Just want to ask if you recall the video I sent you of the round impacting in my front lawn?
I can't recall, no. I remember getting videos, but I don't know. I can't recall which particular.
Yeah, because they couldn't find the round, so
yep.
I zoomed in on I have cameras around my house, and I zoomed in on where it impacted in the front lawn, because that's where it was pointed, away from everybody. And that's frankly why I do it, you know, while I'm in the porch, because I have neighbors that have access to my basement, so if something were to happen like that inside, mm-hmm. I feel it's less safe than being able to point it into the lawn, where
Understood.
Fortunately...
And we'll get to your opportunity. It's just cross-examination now, which would be questions.
Yeah, that was it, just if you recall the video I sent.
Okay. Questions by the board? Ms. Johnson.
When does his NOLI period end?
The NOLI date was 1/20/2022, so it would be 13 months after that. So it would be the end of next month would mark the 13-month mark. So after February 20th, 2023, it would be erased.
Okay, thank you. Other questions? Other witnesses?
I have no other witnesses.
Thank you. Sir, you may tell us what you'd like us to know.
Like I said, things happen. Unfortunately, I was using it's a Gen 5 lock, so I was using the front serrations and had my hand a little bit too low. I didn't have my finger on the trigger. I'm not still aware of how it happened. I've since replaced the trigger bar and necessary parts to take precautions, but I'm a Marine Corps veteran. I'm well aware of firearm safety rules and how to handle them. It's just, you know, things happen to experts and instructors and deputy police chiefs, and you know, the best we can do is just try to respect the firearm safety laws and, you know, keep other people from getting hurt. Fortunately, I was pointing in a safe direction and nobody did get hurt except for me. And I have a permanent reminder of that every day to remember just how serious things can be if they go wrong. And that's about it.
Cross-examination?
I have no questions for you, Paul.
Board questions?
I'd just like to know what you were doing. You were on the porch. Was it your intent just to unload the gun and put it away? Or were you showing it to somebody? Or what were you doing?
No, I just returned from the shooting range, and I was just clearing it to put it away. Like I said, I'd rather do it on the front porch than inside in case something were to happen. It's pointed into the lawn as opposed to if my neighbor would be in the basement and it goes through the floor, something bad could happen. So that's why I cleared it on my front porch.
Why were you charged with reckless endangerment first? To me, that implies that someone was waving a gun around and something bad happened. They didn't realize they were doing something wrong.
There was nobody in front of me. My neighbor happened to be in front of his door on the porch at the time when I got home, so said hello to him and, you know, whatnot. But his door's here, and, you know, I have my porch wrapped around to where my door is, and I was on the ledge of my porch where I put the magazine and pointed at my lawn to where I could clear it, and that's when it happened.
It's doubtful there's a problem with the gun, right? Do you agree? Because I have a Glock, too. It's impossible unless you have one. I mean, you could have folded your door without realizing it's got the little safety on the trigger. I mean, it doesn't just rack and go.
Documented incidents where firearms do just go off. I mean, like I said, my finger wasn't on the trigger. I'm a Marine Corps veteran.
I guess it's possible
straighten up the trigger.
Remember your finger on the trigger, but I think it's more than likely it was. Something was. Your sleeve, something got in there and pulled the trigger rather than the gun. So was your gun examined by the police for proper operation? They must have seized your gun.
I'm not sure.
You don't know? I guess have you ever had an AD before?
No.
Do you have any guns in your home now?
Yes.
Have you fired them since this incident?
Yes.
And have you had any, haven't had another AD?
No.
So you're extra careful about it now?
Very much.
All right, thanks.
Ms. Johnson?
Since you brought it up, what was your injury as a result of this?
It went through just the very end of my hand. I was using the front serrations to manipulate the slide, and my hand just was a little bit too low, so I just got it.
Any questions by the board?
Madam Chair, can I just ask one question?
Yeah.
This is to the appellant. I'm reviewing the report, which I believe you have seen and is on the record here with the board. There's a question as to what I now have a question about what was going on with your neighbor there. Were you discussing the firearm with your neighbor as it's reported in the actual police report, or your testimony seemed to be that the neighbor just happened to be there and you don't really recall exactly why?
No, he was just happened to be on the porch when I pulled up and parked and came home from the range.
If I can just quote very briefly from the report, just maybe to refresh his recollection, and maybe the officer got it wrong who wrote this report. Kohler stated that he was discussing with Ortiz about his firearm, Glock 17 Gen, unholstered the firearm, took out the magazine, and cleared it to show Ortiz. Kohler was unable to recall how he accidentally shot himself in the hand, but as he was clearing the firearm, it just went off, shooting himself in the hand near the lower palm. So at the time of the report, which was taken, obviously, the day of the incident on July 1st, it seems like there was a discussion. So this certainly could explain why the gun was coming out of the holster at that point. You were talking to him about the gun. Maybe you were going to show him the gun. I don't want to put words in your mouth or anything like that.
I mean, I very well may have said something about it, but that was my normal routine upon coming back from the shooting range, was to clear it up. So it wasn't anything that was said that prompted me to do so. It's just something I did. Whether I said anything to him about it, I can't really recall.
Could his presence there and the conversation you were having, if in fact you were having a conversation, been a bit of a distraction as you were going through your routine of clearing the weapon?
Well, I mean, I guess it's possible, yeah, but...
Okay, thank you. That's all I have.
Any other questions?
I just have a follow-up. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your experience with firearms. When did you first get your permit? I'm saying you're in the Marine Corps. Obviously, yes, you must have had then. So what is your experience with firearms?
I mean, we got our permits in 2020, you know, when all the craziness was going on.
Who's we?
Me and my girlfriend. I've been into firearms my whole life, though, so it's kind of hard to sum total experience. I've researched into them long before I've handled them, but I've had my Marine Corps training, and...
And when was that? When was your Marine Corps training?
I joined the Marine Corps in 2007.
And after you got out, did you continue to handle and use firearms?
Yeah, I didn't have my own.
I didn't
feel an immediate need to have one. I don't know, I just...
And you obviously had to have the NRA training to get your permit, to get your certificate. Have you had any additional training since?
No.
Have you had any additional training since the accident discharge?
No.
Sir, what happened with the court case?
It was Nolly.
Just Nolly? Did you go through a program?
No.
There was no AR, no... How many times did you go to court?
It was tough because it was continued a lot because of the whole COVID thing. There was only maybe two dates that we actually had discussions after the initial arraignment, I think it's called.
Did they tell you why they nollied the case?
Well, there was no crime committed.
Sir, do you have any other witnesses?
No.
Okay, you're entitled to a brief closing statement.
Like I said, I've had a long time to be reminded daily and put extra precaution into making sure things like this don't happen. I've handled firearms since and remain to. I exercise the firearm safety rules. I'm usually very careful. Like I told them, I'm not aware of how this even actually happened. I've replaced all the necessary parts in that firearm just as a precaution, whether it was something that I caused or not. But I take responsibility for things that happened, and like I said, just try to use it as a learning experience.
Council, closing statement?
Sure, briefly. this is excuse me, this was a revocation based on suitability. This was the ultimate reason why we encourage firearms training and why firearms training is required, and that is to prevent the accidental discharge of a firearm and ultimately prevent injury. Thank goodness nobody was injured in this incident, although the appellant was injured, and that is bad enough. But nonetheless, this was an unexplained accidental discharge on the front porch, out into the open area in front of the appellant's home, and there was another person present, hence the charge for reckless endangerment in the first degree, which I remind the board is an automatic disqualifier had there been a conviction for that charge. And therefore, the commissioner's position is that the revocation was appropriate based on the incident that occurred on July 1st, 2020, and that this revocation should be upheld. Thank you.
Thank you, Council. Comments by the board?
I'll go ahead. Just in addition to the incident, it's also important to note that we're still within the 13-hour period where technically a prosecutor could open the case up again. I would seriously like to have seen additional training since then, since this happened. That would be persuasive to me.
Any other comments?
I just have a follow-up question.
Sure.
Did I understand you correctly when you said that in a certain date in February of this year, this case would be erased from his record?
Yes.
Correct. Yeah, the disposition on the case was a nolle, which means the court made a formal decision not to prosecute the case. However, it remains available for prosecution for a period of 13 months after they enter that, what's called nolle. After that 13 months, the charge is erased. So after the end of February 2023, that'll be the 13-month period. From that point forward, the charge will be erased.
Thank you.
Do you know anything about the disorderly conduct with a plea of guilty from 2013?
I do not. My notes all indicate from special licensing and firearms that there was no criminal history found. So I don't have any record of that disorderly conduct charge.
I did disclose that.
He did. I will. Yes, I will. I'm correct. You are correct. He did disclose this disorderly conduct guilty 11-6-2015 in Sony.
But that's not part of the basis.
But it's not part of the basis for the suitability revocation. Oh. Correct.
Only comment I'm gonna make, we had a, what was it, 2 months ago, father accidentally discharged through the wall through his son's jaw. So with accidental discharges, certainly I'm no gun expert, so luckily I'm surrounded by a few. So any comments on that? I do know they happen. I don't know how they happened. I think the appellant alluded to the deputy chief in Hartford having something. It's just hard for me to.
Sonia Watson.
It's just very hard for me. Luckily, you have footage of it going to the lawn, but what if there was a child there or a pet? What if you did happen to be inside?
I would have chosen a different time and location.
Accidental discharges are certainly accidents, and hopefully they don't hit somebody else, but that's weighing on me here, so I don't know how I'm going to vote. So, no other comments?
I'd just also like to add...
This is not your time to ask, this is our time to discuss amongst ourselves.
Yeah, we're going in an order. Tough one. Okay. I suppose I will, because I'm swapping. Chief Rosenzweig.
Issue authority.
Ms. Johnson.
Issue authority.
Colonel Lewis.
Issue authority this time.
Dr. Conrad.
I'm going to vote for the appellant. I believed him when he said that he had a methodology for discharging and his firearm after going to the range and purposefully pointing it into the ground. So I don't feel in this instance involved any risk to potential animals or small children or other individuals. It seems like he had a methodology that he was using, and I am not a firearms expert, but I found him to be forthcoming and credible, so I'm going to vote for the appellant.
Certainly not that my vote matters. I'm going to vote issuing authority at this time for the reasons I stated. Certainly I'm not a firearms expert, but being as firearm experts around me voted the way they did, and given some of the cases we've seen in the past where people have been injured, and certainly you were injured, but it could be a lot worse. So I'll vote issuing authority at this time. Thank you, gentlemen.